Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. It's now time to talk Jeff West girls basketball with head coach John Malloy. And, well, Jeff West, out of the break, a solid win on Tuesday night over Perry LeCompton, 54-23. Coach, out of the break, obviously you never know what you're going to get from your girls, but ultimately you play extremely well. What did you see on Tuesday night?
We played well on both sides of the ball. We came out on fire in that first quarter. I think we scored 22 points in the first quarter. I think the first four or five possessions we scored on, we were hitting shots from the outside. We were creating easy opportunities out of our press, getting some layups. Our defense was solid. All the way around, it was good. We came out with a lot of energy, which is always a concern coming out of Christmas break. You kind of get into that Christmas break funk, and you haven't played a game in a few weeks, and it's kind of reminds you of the first game of the season where sometimes it's hard to get it going. But the girls brought it together last night, and we played well.
And you talk about the offense, but defensively, I just look at the numbers. I mean, the last three games against Holton, you only gave up 32. Against Sabetha, you only gave up 24, and then only 23 against Perry LeCompton there on Tuesday. What are you seeing defensively from your girls?
Just continuity. I mean, the team, we've pretty much got everybody back from last year, and so we had some growing pains early last year trying to get everybody on the same page defensively as far as what my expectations are, how to play team defense, how to position yourself and help defense, having a strategy for each team on how we want to attack their offense. And that gives us a huge head start, obviously, early in the season because everybody back, it took a little while to kind of knock the rust off. But, we're kind of in that groove right now where defense travels. And you play defense on any given night and you can have a poor night offensively and still have a chance to win. And that's kind of been our mantra for all along in all the years that I've been up here. And the girls have bought into that. And they understand, especially the young girls, if you want to earn varsity minutes, you got to be able to play man-to-man defense. You got to be able to play it well. And the group that I've got playing the majority of the minutes, they figured it out and they bring it every night. So.
And you look ahead now to Friday, you know you're going to need your defense again against Riverside that features one of the better players in the league and Wiser in the middle. You know she can present some problems, especially on the inside. What do you look at here heading into this matchup now against Riverside on Friday?
They're an up-and-coming team. I mean, you saw it last year and you knew that they were a decent team growing last year, and they're getting most of their players back. And they've got the tall girl inside who can really play. Sophomore this year, she was one of the leading scorers last year as a freshman. They got a couple of guards that can play, young guards. They can shoot the ball okay as well. They're an improving team. That creates a matchup issue. We're not big at all, so having her inside, we've got to figure out a strategy to be able to defend her and keep her from going off. But it's going to be a competitive game, and I think the girls know that. It used to be that you think, oh, we're playing Riverside. That's going to be an easy night for you. But they're not a team you can look at like that anymore. You go in there thinking it's going to be an easy night, and they'll embarrass you. So you got to come out, bring your A game. Friday night, I expect it to be a good game. I hope that our defense will keep them where we want, especially when we're on the road. But hopefully we can grow, build off offensively off of what we did against Perry and keep that momentum going offensively.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best on Friday against Riverside. Congratulations again on that big win over Perry on Tuesday. But thank you so much for taking the time. We always appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Thank you. John Malloy, head coach of the Jeff West girls, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and RNS Maintenance here on KNZA.